Tech Weekly with Jake Brown. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 4 of Tech Weekly. Tech Weekly is a show that will happen every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 8:10 p.m. and I'll tell you the biggest tech news that has happened in the past week in under 10 minutes. So, first up, Apple has been granted a patent for a software that would allow for socially distant group selfies. This is in response to the current COVID-19 global pandemic. The software would enable a user to invite others to be in a group selfie, which would arrange all of the people in a group image. However, the background would only be of what the user has in their camera. In other news, Apple will announce a new processor for the Mac computer line at WWDC, or the Worldwide Developer Conference, later this month. It will start using an ARM chip based on the Apple A14 processor, which will be featured in their next iPhone. The ARM chips, already tested from Apple, have shown large improvements over their Intel counterparts, especially in the graphics performance and AI. The new processors are more power efficient as well, which could lead to lighter and thinner Macs. Everyone will benefit from Apple's move away from Intel chips in favor of them designing their own processors, which Apple has done for the iPhone and iPad for years. This move will also further ties between Apple and Intel. Without sacrificing performance, the new chips will lengthen battery life and bring better efficiencies. This could also possibly pave the road for Apple's transition to 5G, with potentially making their devices 5G enabled and using their own 5G modems in the future. However, one potential flaw in Apple making its own chips is that the company would have to keep up with the demand and stay ahead of the curve in the chip technology. When the new ARM Macs roll off production and into stores, it will be the first time in Apple's 36-year history that the computers will be based on a chip made by them. Rumors have been spreading that they may release a new iMac soon, hopefully with this chip inside. Mac users are hoping that Apple will make major updates with better graphics and faster processor, which will be fulfilled by the new ARM processor. We could see this new iMac at the conference in June, which kicks off on June 22nd. Make sure to join me for the live stream at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the keynote. Anyway, back to the iMac. The design of the iMac hasn't changed in almost a decade, which is unlike the rest of the other Apple products. We expect to see slimmer bezels and better display tech. Some of the rumors even suggest that some of the design features will mimic the Pro Display XDR. This new iMac will have better storage, graphics, more RAM, and of course the new ARM processor. However, keep in mind that these are just rumors, but the new Mac will surely be a sight for your sore eyes. Now you've been hearing about this conference Apple is having, but what is it really about? The Worldwide Developers Conference will take place from June 22nd to the 26th, starting off at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The conference will be completely digital due to the global pandemic and will feature over 100 engineering sessions and one-on-one developer labs. This will be the biggest WWDC yet, bringing the 23 million Apple developers from around the world together. The annual developer convention is where we will see the unveiling of new products, such as hopefully the new Mac, iOS 14, the new Apple over-ear headphones, and macOS 10.16. You can view it on Apple's website live, or with me also live, where I can give my impressions on the new products, and I'm sure that it will definitely be a momentous and memorable keynote. Veering away from Apple news, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, and Google renewed their pledge to fight online child exploitation as a way to further prevent cyberbullying and sexual harassment. These companies are all part of the 14-year-old technology coalition. This new initiative called Project Protect will enact a 5-pillar plan to support the group's long-term goals. These 5 pillars include tech innovation, collective action, independent research, information and knowledge sharing, and transparency. The project will establish a fund to build tools to prevent online child exploitation, publish an annual report on industry efforts, and create an annual forum of experts to share the best practices in order for prevention. This plan does lack some specifics, such as the money and the resources it will require, which are obviously crucial steps in having the outcome of this plan to be a success. Facebook has also further extended its initiative in stopping sexual harassment on the internet by helping the FBI hack a man who has been repeatedly harassing girls on Facebook. They have been reportedly tracking Buster Hernandez for years, but he has been able to hide his real IP address while he was sexually exploiting girls. Facebook security firm decided to work with a third-party firm to develop a hacking tool that took advantage of a flaw in the video player Hernandez was using called Tails. This tool was eventually passed up to the FBI, but reports were unclear on whether they knew of Facebook's involvement. After sending an inappropriate video, which uncovered Hernandez, he pleaded guilty to 41 charges, including the production of child pornography and threats to kill or kidnap his victims. Hernandez has since been apprehended and is now in prison. In Amazon news, the European Union is preparing to file an antitrust charges against Amazon over its treatment of third-party sellers on its site. According to the Wall Street Journal, the EU's Competition Commission could file charges as early as next week. The charges will accuse Amazon of using data on independent sellers on its platform to launch competing products. Amazon has denied these claims, but it's reported in April that they had scoped up data from third-party sellers to help it determine the pricing of their own products, which is strictly against the EU's antitrust laws. We will see where this case goes in the next few months. Now over to the Black Lives Matter protests that have been happening all over the world in the past weeks. Apple, Google, Microsoft, and other tech giants have stepped up their comments on the need for racial justice. While this is happening, a group of technologists say the language of the tech industry itself needs to change in order to fight racism. The terms master and slave, which have been used to describe the relationship between hard drives, among other things, have come under scrutiny because of the US's history of slavery. Other tech terms such as whitelist and blacklist are also being revisited for their potentially racist undertones. While nobody thinks that changing the language of technology will bring racial equality to the United States, the effort to alter how technology is discussed acknowledges how eager many people are willing to address it in areas they have influence in. Racism and the state the US is in is truly terrifying, and little things such as this will help the new outcome of racial equality. Switching over to the government. The U.S. government is seeking fines up to $225 million from telemarketers who allegedly make a billion unwanted robocalls, which is a violation of the FCC's rules. The penalty is the largest proposed fine in FCC history. The fine specifically targets Texas-based Rising Eagle for allegedly spamming consumers in more than half a dozen states. These calls allegedly attempted to sell consumers fake health insurance plans from major insurance carriers. Victims that were lured in were then continually scammed. The people behind Rising Eagle have not responded to these allegations. SEC Chairman Ajit Pai is making it clear that scamming consumers will not go unnoticed and will result in extreme punishment. This enforcement action is part of a wider U.S. government crackdown on unwanted robocalls made by the telemarketers. This fine was announced on Tuesday and will go into action soon. Thank you, Ajit Pai. Now to gaming news. The forthcoming Xbox Series X will have to undergo some changes in the marketing in the midst of everybody's altered situation during this unprecedented pandemic. However, Xbox chief Phil Spencer feels confident on the production of the new Xbox. He has stated confidence in the product and will continue its scheduled launch in the fall. There is still an uncertainty in the pricing of the Xbox due to several layoffs that have occurred because of the current situation. Because of this, Xbox has enacted the Xbox All Access subscription, which will allow gamers to buy their next console by paying a monthly charge. Xbox's main concern remains to the player, not to the device, which is why the price will be extremely important. Gaming has been a way for people to entertain themselves during this time, and gaming companies continue to develop new games to be played. In unfortunate news, Nintendo has reported that a total of 300,000 Nintendo accounts have been hacked as of April, which is when the breaches were discovered. After continuing this investigation, Nintendo discovered more and more of their accounts being breached. Nintendo has stated that they are taking more security measures and refunds for these customers are nearly complete. Hopefully this will be cleared up soon. Finally, PlayStation has officially revealed what their PlayStation 5 will look like. The console includes a black and white design as well as the controller that comes with it. There are two models of the PS5. There is a normal one with a DVD drive, and there is also an all-digital version which looks even thinner and sleeker than the regular PS5. Sony hasn't mentioned pricing yet, but revealed this design at their livestream. In addition, Sony has announced multiple accessories such as a Bluetooth headset and a media remote. However, there has been a lot of backlash on the design of the PS5. Many gamers have expressed their disapproval, but Sony has made no intention of changing their current design. Okay, that just about wraps up this episode of Tech Weekly. Make sure to like and subscribe and stay safe. I'll catch you guys in the next one.